WQM. Can I get a radio check, please?
Kristen, I was in a bad spot for receiving.
Roger, no problem. I just was asking for a radio check here.
So good. And, so I can't complain about it.
I'm just making the video here, so if you don't mind your voice being on the radio or on the video here.
You don't mind.
All right, Roger, I appreciate it. Well, this is KQ4, WQM 73 to you, and I'll be clear.
You have an awesome day, and we'll catch you later this afternoon. Kilo November 4, Tango, Foxtrot, Whiskey.
Before HGX, I'm back, Ken. Move over today, so it went pretty quick.
I guess. I'm just now rolling down the road to the gate.
You have a great day. You never know with those weeks like this where it's going to be an easy day or a hard day with all the, because usually those plants want you to do a lot of cleaning these weeks.
Easy day.
Have a great day. I know you're probably in between the lines or rolling to the gatehouse right now, so I hope you have a great day. Be out late tonight, so I gotta go deal with a scanner ish. Hopefully selling one this evening, so I'll be a while. HGX, mobile.
WQM, monitoring.
This is KO4 HGX.
I'm doing good. I just finished filming the inside portion of the video here. I gotta probably edit it up a bit and then do the outside. I'm gonna record the antenna, so. But, well, for now, I just finished up the inside portion. I just did a radio checks on a few of the repeaters.
Hopefully you'll get more people your age interested in the hobby.
Oh, Roger. I had this one guy who went in with school in the same, you know, same grade as me. And I got him to get his GMRS. I wanted him to get his ham, but he said he didn't want to take the test just yet. So he studied a bit more, and I agree with him. So he bought his GMRS, and he's going to take the test online sometime.
Well, you keep getting out there and showing people what the hobby can do, and that's a good thing. So there's a couple other young boys on here. Alexander is the first one that comes to mind, KO4 ULP. He's had his license for about 4 years now. I think he ought to be around 16, 17 now. When you hear him out here, it'd be a good conversation piece for you.
Roger, roger. Yeah, I think I'm probably one of the youngest hams in this entire quad state area. I'm talking South Carolina, North Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia. I'm probably one of the youngest ones. I mean, there's some six-year-olds and seven-year-olds ham radio operators, but, you know, none of them are really active.
That they are some around, but they're not very active, that's for sure.
Roger, I mean, to be honest, if I was, you know, a young kid who had a radio or could play on the tablet, I mean, I would play with the tablet as well. But, you know, now that I've gotten in a bit more and I see how useful it is, it's actually quite fun just to get on the radio and, you know, talk to people. It's quite fun.
You never know who you're talking to and or who's going to come back to you when you throw your call out. So it's always interesting. And this repeater I have found has a lot of interesting people, a lot of good people that are willing to help you and will help you further the hobby or any other thing you're looking for. If you need to know how to work on a car or a small engine or a computer or questions about that, there's generally somebody out here that will help you.
Roger. That's about how I say it is. I mean, the guy who, you know, bought me the Edfong J-Pole, I mean, N0FUQ, his name is Daniel. He's coming over sometime with Vicky as well, 83i. She worked with the Mount Mitchell Repeater during Helene, but they're coming over. They're going to look for some spots to put up the J-pole, so going to be a lot of fun, hopefully, today. Yeah.
Like it, and the hurricane got a lot of people interested in it. I was the net control on this repeater for almost 2 weeks. I don't know exactly how long it was, but it was quite a while, and so we got to help quite a few people and show what this hobby could really do in time of a need.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, I planned to get my license 3 years ago, but I only applied to get my license probably about 3 weeks before Hurricane Helene was forecast to happen. Before it was even sent an application to the nearest Spartanburg Amateur Radio Club to take my exam there. Not really an application, it was just an email, but, I had to do that. And I took my test October 14th, and I passed, and I couldn't believe it. I was a ham radio operator. And then I, spent some time talking about antennas with my dad. And eventually, we came up with the plan to just try to be discreet about it. We live in an HOA, but now that I've seen how well discreet antennas work, they don't work out very well. So I'm hoping that I can put up the Ed Fong J-pole on a PVC pipe up at the top of the roof there. But, it's just I had it forecast to happen before Helene was even supposed to happen.
And I'm glad that you're experimenting, and I'm sorry you live in an HOA and they don't want antennas up. That's a shame. But there are ways around that you can hide antennas. There's the flagpole antenna. People have used the gutters. They've used railing on balconies and decks and that kind of stuff. So there's lots of ways out there to do it.
Oh, Roger, but no, you should see my house. We don't live. It's a single-story home, and the attic is actually below the road level. So basically, you can look at my road. It literally comes down already at a low elevation, and then our road goes downhill towards Lake Bowen. So it's a downhill already. And then my way off of our road, my house, it has a pretty steep downwards, too. So, when I look out of my window, I can almost just see grass. It's pretty bad. Our house is just low elevation. And then behind the house, it gets even lower. And then there's a 20-foot ditch. So these builders here are not thinking about what people want to do with these houses, when it comes to radio, of course. So the attic, I've done experiments in the attic. It is no better than sitting in my bedroom simply because it just doesn't make a difference. But when you get up on the roof, I can put my radio close to the roof in the attic, and the signal just clears up. It's incredible. But right as you go below that roof line in the attic, it's gone. So it's HOA stuff. You know, what I want to do sometime when I move out is put up a 100-foot tower.
Well, something to look into, because I'm pretty sure your HOA will allow you to have a TV dish antenna, like DirecTV or Dish, one of those. Look up the SLOT, S-L-O-T antenna, SLOT antenna, and check it out sometime, because then you can have a directional antenna, and it looks like a little satellite dish.
Roger, they do allow satellite dishes. One of the neighbors has one. They put it on the back side of the house. But DirecTV, it's a small dish. But the thing is that they don't really care about antennas they know about or ones that they know. For example, dish antennas like DirecTV, all the other ones, they're fine with it because they know what it is. There's nobody here has TV antennas because everyone here has cable, which I believe is obsolete compared to antenna TV. But everyone here has cable. One of the neighbors has DirecTV, but nobody here has antennas. But they said it would be fine to put up a TV antenna 12 feet above the roof line. So what I'm thinking is, because that's a legal rule. The FCC says that HOAs can't do nothing about you putting up an antenna 12 feet above the roof line. The HOA can't do nothing. So, I mean, what I'm thinking is I say, hey, it's a TV antenna. Now, it'll just look like a toilet exhaust. We'll hose clamp it onto the PVC toilet exhaust. It'll look exactly like it.
Well, good luck, and hopefully they won't give you any trouble, but there are ways around it out there. So I wouldn't worry too much about it. And as far as your location, that's not near as bad as what mine is. I live in Western North Carolina, outside of Brevard. And I'm 8 miles from the tower, the repeater we're talking on. And I step out my back door, and I look straight up 500 feet of solid granite getting into this repeater. So I bounce my signal off another mountain to get in.
Oh, Roger. Oh, that's pretty funny there. 8 miles. Well, I mean, the closest repeater to me is the Tryon, North Carolina, the KS4JVI. It's the Thermal Belt Amateur Radio Club's repeater, and I get into there very nicely. That's just kind of the way it is. You know, nobody really thinks about, you know, what your neighbor wants to do. You know, because one of my neighbors here is obsessed with electric cars and gadgets and, you know, automatic switch claps or clap lighters and, you know, all that stuff that kind of puts out a couple of spurious emissions on the HF. Or, I mean, one of my neighbors, she's charging her car, and of course she has one of those cheap Amazon chargers with the switching power supply. I get interference all the way from 1 megahertz up to, like, 148. So I'm seeing interference here on the 2-meter band on my SDR right now. It's bad. And I told her about it. I told her how it's actually quite illegal and that she should try to fix the problem, but she says that she doesn't want to do anything about it, and she's going to keep buying more of the gadgets. So she keeps buying them from the As Seen on TV stuff, and it's pretty bad.
And I deal with some of that myself. The next door, they have a pottery kiln, and when it's on, it wipes this repeater out pretty much. So it's interesting what you have to deal with. Just learn ways to work around it and become smarter. That's all you can do, and experiment with putting some filters on your, or toroids on your power cable and your antennas, so that you can filter out some of that stuff and get around it. And there's ways out there. So just like I said, Bob, I know I heard you talking to AA4 or AA1RD, I believe it was. Can't remember his call right now, Bob, the other day, and he's a really good one to teach you all that.
Yeah, Roger, I got the properties there, the toroid, but I've seen a snap-on ferrite beads. The only problem is I gotta save up the money to buy them. I know they don't cost very much at all, but, you know, I've got 0 cents to my name and no job, so, yeah, well, that's fine. But, I gotta find get a job eventually. I'm trying to, but nobody seems to want to hire 14, even though that's the legal age, but, you know, nobody wants to hire that. They want to hire 15, 16, 17. But anyway, it'd be nice to get some of those beads and, you know, put them on the coax and the power cable and all that stuff. But, well, I just feel like it's a general problem here. All my neighbors, you know, they just don't care. They buy those cheap LED lights from China that, you know, has spurious emissions, and they really just don't care. You know, they think it helps them. They don't care what happens to you. Or anything. And I think this infrastructure now in 2024 is very, very violent to people who want to do the HF radio, or really even up in the 2-meter band. It's pretty bad.
It is. Like I said, just keep experimenting. You'll figure out ways around it. And as far as the Tron Club, I'm a member of it. And we'd love to see you over there one day at a meeting. That way we can meet face-to-face. It's generally the last Thursday of every month. But right now with the holidays, I don't think we're going to have a December meeting. So the first one will be in January. But would love to see you face-to-face over there sometime.
Oh, Roger, I'd love to go, but, you know, I think a lot of the roads in Asheville are closed, and it's a bit of an issue to get up there. I absolutely would love to, though, so I'll see if I can find something eventually to get up. Well, technically, Tryon, I think I can get to Tryon. Sorry about that. I was thinking further north of Asheville. Sorry about that. No, I know I can get up into Tryon. Favorite repeater, and it's my favorite guy, and 4RBK. I know him personally. I've met him face-to-face probably about 3 or 4 times now, so I'll let you go here. I'm going to go talk to my good buddy and 4RBK. This is KQ4 WQM, and I'll be putting on your final 7-3 to you.
KQ4 WQM, Christian, good to meet you, and enjoyed the conversation. KO4HKX, mobile.
4GTM, mobile.
Dean, KO4HKX.
Yeah, transitions in the morning's rough, boy.
Whew. They can be. What's happening for you this morning?
Day looking like, Patrick?
Mine's going to be a fairly busy day, it looks like. I've got to go do a scanner demo this afternoon at Tractor Place for working on tractors, so I'm sure that'll take a couple hours.
Good, I guess. I know time is money.
They're one of my customers already, so hopefully things go smooth and they end up buying one, because that'll be a nice little boost at the end of the year.
If everything goes well for you, hopefully buy 3 of them. How about that?
You never know. They do have a 3 technicians, so it's very possible.
Tax write-offs like you still can.
Yeah, that's what's going on. And still working on a couple more scanner deals for other places, so hopefully some of them come through.
Twice as much as you'd hoped.
The only problem then is trying to deliver it. Some of this stuff is hard to get still.
I think the delivery portion would be the easy part. Getting the money is the hard part.
HKX. Now, typically when I'm dealing with businesses, it's getting paid pretty easy. It's getting the product to deliver it on a timely manner.
4GTM, yeah, I understand. I know what you're saying. Well, I get to do a lot of driving today. It's going to be probably a 300-mile day for me.
If I include all my driving, I'm probably around 250, so I feel your pain.
This is so weird. It never happens like this. I got to go finish a job from yesterday, so I go to Five Forks, then back to Traveler's Rest, which is where my main office is. Then I leave Traveler's Rest and go back to Donaldson Center, and then back to Traveler's Rest.
I make really big circles. That's what I do. My wife tells me all the time, all I do is drive around in circles.
Make all the quarry trips in between, so yeah, I know. I make a bunch of little circles and big circles.
Part of driving a truck, is it not?
So I've always been kind of fond of out and backs. Drive Charleston, Tennessee, Alabama, and straight back. That's always been my favorite.
Well, out and back, yeah, those are good trips, but these, seems like when you're in the city here, that's all you do is just round and round. At least that's what I have found.
It's not terrible. I can't complain. I mean, I could be sitting here begging for a job, but I'm not, so I gotta look at the positive side of things.
that's for sure. So, but today I'm over here in the Cherrydale area this morning, so, and then the tractor demo is, scanner demo is all the way up in front of Blue Ridge High School this afternoon, so I'll be making a wide swath through here.
If you're interested in lunch or something, I should be around the area.
Usually meet with a group of shop owners and have lunch there at Puerto Vorte by the Cherrydale Cinema. So you're welcome to come join us, but there'll be a group of us there, probably four or five shop owners.
Never know, might make some connections that I might need.
When I'm on car lot, one on shop on Cherrydale, or two of them on shops on Cherrydale, and the guy's working for them, so you just never know who's coming.
Yeah, no, I don't want to interrupt, you know, anything's going on, because I know every chance you get, you're going to sell, sell, sell.
Well, I've made friends with these guys, too, so we just go in and have a good time. It's generally that more than anything at this point, because I've been, we've been meeting there for probably 5-6 years now.
Thing, man, you know, it's always nice to have that little break up in the middle of the workday, you know, conversation, you know, cutting up, whatever.
For me, I get to stop on a regular basis and see people, unlike you, where you're just long parts of the day without seeing anybody or talking to anybody else, unless you got somebody on the radio.
If I could brush up on some Spanish, I'd be a lot more conversationalist.
That myself, too, and I had to use Google Translate on the phone to take care of that. But some of them are trying to learn English, and some of them aren't. They don't want to, so it is what it is.
It's the world we live in these days, so I don't know. Maybe I'll take it up, learn it one day.
It wouldn't be a bad thing, but I've got too many other things I really want to learn, so it's not on my priority list right now.
Me neither, but you know, it's part of the job, I guess, especially in my industry.
I'm here.
I've played with that Google Translate a little bit, and it doesn't seem to work very good for me. I don't know if it's such broken Spanish that I don't understand it or whatever, but I haven't had very much luck with any kind of translators.
So, which Spanish they're talking, there's several different dialects of it. You got Mexico, and then you got Guatemala. They don't speak the same Spanish. They can talk to each other limitedly, but it's not the same, and you've got to know which one you're dealing with.
Google Translate's supposed to recognize that for you.
It is a computer. We'll leave it at that.
Talking about Big Brother, are we?
No, I'm not talking about Big Brother. I'm just talking about it's only as smart as the person that programmed it and the person using it, so it's not always as good as it's supposed to be.
Most guaranteed that it's 98% user malfunction.
I told you gotta be 5% smarter than the tools you're using, so I guess that does come into play.
So you're saying I'm not able to use a hammer then?
In anything. I'm just telling you what I was told growing up.
Yeah, I thought we was friends, man. Come on now. Nah, I'm just kidding. Hopefully I'm a little smarter than that, but, you know.
Your dad, so I know the gene pool you come from.
I'd trip over that bar.
Take him out. He's probably not listening yet.
Probably got an hour or two before he gets up.
Tired life now.
And he's the weirdest guy. He'll be up 2 hours before he's got to be to work. But on his days off, you talk about fishing, he's up. But other than that, I don't know.
That it's all in what you want to do, and that's what it boils down to. He's living a retired life. He's earned it. Don't mean I'm not going to pick on him for it and give him grief about it, but he's earned it.
Good one, though. I wouldn't want another father out there.
I've arrived at my first stop, so I'm going to have to jump out of here. You have a good day, and I'll be around the radio all day today. KO4HX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Well, sir, I'll be listening in. I'll be in and out all day. So, KN4GTM. Have a good day, Patrick.